Is there a purpose and justification for life's struggles and challenges? The beginning of Sefer Devarim, Moshe Rabbeinu opens up with the last speech, his imparting words to the Jewish people right before he is about to leave this world. And the beginning of the speech is a review of what happened to the Jewish people, review of their history from the time that they left Mitzrayim up until this juncture where they're on the cusp of entering into Eretz Yisrael. And Moshe Rabbeinu speaks about that history, their time at Har Sinai, the appointment of judges, their encounters with different nations, and unfortunately, he even alludes to and speaks about in detail Chet HaMeraglim, and the result of Chet HaMeraglim, the wandering of the Jewish people for 40 years in the Midbar. And there's a very interesting pasuk as Moshe Rabbeinu is going through this review. It's Perek Beis, pasuk Gedalad v'hayamim, asher halachnu mikadesh barnea ad asher avarnu esnachal zeret shloshim ushmonim shana ad tom kol ador anshei hamilchama mikerav machana kasher nishba shem lahem. Moshe Rabbeinu explains the wandering, the travels from Kadesh Barnea until they passed over Nachal Zered. It took 38 years, ad tom kol hador, until there was a tom kol hador. What exactly does that mean, ad tom kol hador, anshei hamilchama mikerav machana? So the simple understanding, as Rashi and others point out, Tom, it comes from a lashon of destroy, to finish. And the point being that this was a fulfillment of the prophecy that those who had the Bechiyah Shochinam of Chet HaMeraglim will unfortunately not be able to enter into Eretz Yisrael. And this was the end of that fulfillment of that promise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's what we were waiting for, the elimination of that generation that fulfilled the Chet HaMeraglim. However, the Shach explains that Tom could have a different lashon. It comes from the lashon of Tamim, Shalem, to be complete. And what the Shach explains is that this is a reference to that the Jewish people during these 38 years became complete in their Torah observance, in their Hasmada in Torah, in their Limud HaTorah. And ultimately, despite the fact it wasn't their first choice to stay in the Midbar, they benefited greatly from those 38 years, living off the Man, seeing the Shechina, having the Mishkan, the Anane HaKavod, and the leader, the caliber of Moshe Rabbeinu. And therefore, it wasn't all for naught, it wasn't all negative, but it was something that was necessary for the shleimus and completion of the Jewish people. And there's a very powerful yesod here. It appears to be that oftentimes when a person is going through a difficult experience and it's not their first choice, the way to understand this, atom kol ador, nevertheless, of course the Jewish people did not want to wander for 30 years, but they gained immensely from that experience. They were able to perfect themselves. They were able to grow in their relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, sometimes the struggles and challenges that people experience ultimately leads to a better and more desirable outcome. And I believe with this yesod, we can actually understand a very interesting and problematic at first glance pasuk in Perek Dalet of Eicha. Perek Dalet pasuk Chav Aleph, Yirmiyahu Navi tells us, "Sisi v'simchi bas Edom yoshevis be'eretz utz." That who's going to rejoice at the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash? Bas Edom, Rome is going to rejoice. Why are they going to rejoice? The Mefarshim asked the simple question. We know that Yirmiyahu HaNavi is prophesizing about the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash, which was destroyed by Bavel, the Babylonians. How could he reference Bas Edom, Edom, that only happened in during the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash? And when many of the Mefarshim explained that this was a Nevuah, that Yirmiyahu HaNavi was already prophesizing and understood that there was going to be not just a destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash, but also of the second Beis HaMikdash. And if you think about it, it's tragic, it's catastrophic. How could Am Yisrael hear these words that not only will their beloved first Beis HaMikdash be destroyed, so too their second Beis HaMikdash? And I think the answer to that is sometimes we need to go through that process in order to achieve a certain amount of completion, a certain amount of shleimus, like Am Yisrael needed to do while they were in the Midbar. And with that, we can understand the last pasuk in Perek Dalet. Tam avonech bas Zion, lo yosif lehaglosech, that eventually the sins will be finished, will be destroyed of the Jewish people. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will no longer hold them accountable. They will have done tshuva and kapara. And says the pasuk, lo yosif lehaglosech, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not continue to send them out into galus. That there's a process that exists within life, both on a national level and also on an individual level. There's certain times where we're met with life's challenges and it's very difficult and we don't want to go through those challenges. But ultimately they're for our benefit. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu had in mind. That's what the Jewish people experienced their 38 years in the Midbar. Their ability to have a leader, the caliber of Moshe Rabbeinu, see the Anani HaKavod, eat the man and perfect themselves spiritually to the best of their capabilities. And that's exactly what Yirmiyahu and Nabi is telling the Jewish people. Yes, it may be true. There will be a destruction of the second base on Mikdash, but because of that, there will never be another Gullus. Our sins will be forgotten. Our sins will be completed in terms of the tshuva that was necessary. And because of that transformation, there will be no more need for a Gullus. We should be zochet to have that b'mheira b'yameinu. Have a wonderful Shabbos.